This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies, and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from many great radio stations across this great land of ours, most recently on Toronto's AM 640 on VGS. Today we're going to start things off on a monumentally happy note. We're dedicating today's show to Odin. That's right. Well, allow me to explain. Not the all-father of Norse mythology, but a 13-year-old kid in Peterborough. I'm going to get to that story a little bit probably later, probably in like 2 minutes here, to explain why this kid is so awesome. And the fact that he's turning 13 today, first off, welcome to your teens, kiddo. You've won the internet today. You know what? I'm just going to run right into this story, and because not a whole hell of a lot happened in my life and the site this week otherwise, other than playing a lot of Call of Duty. Got a new rad coming out on the weekend, probably for Sunday, for Dragon Ball Xenoverse. And that's pretty much about it. So, allow me to cut to the chase. So, there's this kid named Odin, and I'm actually going to read the story from the Huffington Post. This kid lives probably about 3 or 4 hours away from me down in Peterborough. And here's the story. Odin is a 13-year-old boy. He has Asperger's, he struggles with making friends, and is constantly bullied. Odin is turning 13 today, on March 20th. He put out birthday party invites and not one kid RSVP'd. Edit, these guys are asswipes. So his mom, Melissa, is taking him bowling instead and hopes guests will show up to wish him a special day at this open bowling event at Lakeview Bowl in Peterborough tonight. Now, I'm recording this at 9:30. There is a huge line outside this bowling alley as of like an hour ago. And this mother, Melissa, also wants people to text him happy birthday wishes to make him feel awesome. I'm actually going to give you guys the number because his mom posted it, so clearly it's cool. So let's give Odin a terrific birthday. Text him birthday wishes. Drop by Lakeview Bowl if you can, though by the time you hear this podcast, I'm guessing not. But seriously, this mom is awesome. So if you want to wish this kid a happy birthday, his cell number is 705-808-3086. Now, this kid has gotten happy birthdays from the Toronto Raptors, Justin Trudeau, Elijah Wood, George Strombonopoulos, a bunch of awesome cosplayers on Twitter and Facebook. They just keep coming in. In fact, he's trending on Twitter right now. Holy shit. I'm just looking through these tweets right now. In fact, I'm looking at pictures of him right now, and that bowling alley is damn well packed. So this kid wins the internet. Like, I cannot describe how awesome this is. I have friends with like Asperger's, so I kind of get where the mom's coming from, and the fact that this kid's bullied sucks. But the fact that for at least a day, for a few hours, he's gonna go down an internet infamy as, you know what, he's 13 years old, as one badass motherfucker. So I sent him a text today, earlier, saying, you know what, dude, hope you have an awesome day from us here at This Week in Geek. If your day doesn't end in hot babes at a high-speed police chase, you did it wrong. So happy birthday, make this day epic. So I hope you guys will go out there and do something awesome. I actually tagged Sideshow Collectibles on this because they have all this Thor stuff. So I'm like, dude, send this son of Midgard some awesome stuff. So if you guys are following me on Twitter, find that and retweet that. Because I think that'd be awesome to give this kid, like, I don't know, like a Thor Hot Toys or maybe like an Avengers set or something. I think it would be awesome PR for Sideshow, but I think this kid should get something awesome. Like, seriously, dude, you broke the internet today, and I hope your day doesn't suck. So, now that we've had happy, happy fun time here on ThisWeekInGeek.net, now to deliver you the nerd news. That was actually one of my stories, so this episode may be a little shorter than normal. So, what are we going to be talking about this week? Well, we have the first trailer for the latest Adam Sandler movie. You may be wondering, why the fuck do we care? Because it's about video games. We're also going to be talking about a major video game industry player potentially leaving a company and a series this person has made famous. We're also going to be talking about some rather sad news to a movie we were all hoping would get a sequel. Unfortunately, it is not. And lastly, an icon of my childhood has been killed off in his comic book. And we don't know how this is all going to end, and who this is may just surprise you. So, let's talk about the trailer from the Adam Sandler movie. So there's this movie, Pixels, and it comes out on July 24th. It stars Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Michelle Monaghan, Josh Gad, Peter Dinklage, and Brian Cox. And what happens is, back in the 80s, NASA sent out a probe into space, and there was a message on it, and one of the things that showed, was classic video games. So, aliens find these and misinterpret the videos of classic arcade games as a declaration of war against them. And they use games as models for their various assaults. Like, there's, like, Pac-Man's in there, Donkey Kong, Joust, I'm pretty sure Galaga and Space Invaders probably made it in there as well. So, here's the description. So, President Will Cooper, James, has to call on his childhood best friend, 80s video game champion Sam Brenner, Sandler, now a home theater installer, to lead a team of old school arcaders, Dinklage and Gad, to defeat the aliens and save the planet. Monaghan plays the team's unique weapons specialist. This action comedy is directed by Chris Columbus from a story from Tim Haley, and screenplay by Tim Haley and Timothy Dowling, based on the original short film of the same name by Patrick Jean. It's kind of cool. I've actually embedded the trailer for this, and that's very much the question of the week. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net if you have something to say about this. Are you going to see this? I am, actually. Adam Sandler, despite being one of the biggest buffoons that I've ever met, though not really, but you get what I'm saying. This has potential. It could be funny if it's handled properly. And it's not like, that's my boy or anything like that. So I'm kind of hoping, maybe, hoping against hope, this is a return to form for Sandler. Because you know what? He was funny in the 90s. And he's even had a few sprinklings of good films here and there in the 2000s. So I'm cautiously optimistic for this one. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens with Pixels. That will be hitting theaters on July 24th, presumably in North America. So to be sure to be checking out that. Coming in with more depressing news. Konami is pledging to make more Metal Gear games. You may be wondering, well, why the hell is that a big deal? Well, earlier this month, Hideo Kojima, the guy behind Metal Gear, the franchise, has said the Phantom Pain would be his final Metal Gear game. And earlier this week, it was discovered that Konami has been erasing the Kojima brand from Metal Gear. So this is kind of leading a little bit more to the rumors that Hideo Kojima is going to be leaving Konami in December of this year. So 3 months after the Phantom Pain ships in September. So part of the statement that was said is the latest entry in the series, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, will be released with Hideo Kojima as originally announced on September 1st, 2015 in North America, Central and South America, and Europe, as well on September 2nd in Japan and elsewhere in Asia. After the release of Metal Gear Solid, it goes into the acronym. Konami plans to also continue releasing titles in the Metal Gear series. We would like to offer our deep gratitude for your continued support of the Metal Gear series. So, it's kind of funny. They're looking, if you look at the Konami job page, they're looking for candidates with high-end game development experience and those with new ideas. So, I don't know, end of an era without Hideo Kojima at the head of the Metal Gear franchise. Well, it might be more easy to understand. That'd be a nice change of pace. But I don't know how I feel about this. But then again, sometimes storytellers have to leave their works behind. They've said what they have to. And pretty much that's it. I mean, the story of Solid Snake and Big Boss, has it been told? I think so. There's maybe other facets of the Metal Gear universe that deserve to have a look taken at them. Like, I really like Raiden. I thought Metal Gear Rising Revengeance was friggin' awesome. I don't know. I kind of wonder if maybe a Revolver Ocelot game could actually be kind of neat, depending on how you want to approach that. So who knows? But whatever Kojima moves on to, I hope it's equally as successful. And his unique brand of weird. Kind of hoping we'll get a Snatcher too. Not holding my breath though. Okay, so moving on to other news this week. It was pretty much the final nail in the coffin that there is going to be no sequel to Dread. This movie came out in 2012 in January. Is amazing. Carl Urban as Judge Dredd never takes off his helmet. It's a badass movie. So according to Alex Garland in a recent interview, a sequel's not going to happen. And even if it did, no one from the original production is going to be involved. So he says, this was, I guess, from an interview that he gave. There isn't, as far as I can tell, going to be a Dredd sequel. The basic mechanics of film financing say that if you make a film that loses a ton of money, you're not going to get a sequel. And that's basically what happened. And as I understand and appreciate the support the film has had, the campaigns that have existed for it, and it's genuinely gratifying. I love it in all aspects except one, which is to hear about people buying copies of the DVD in order to boost sales to change the figures. And I want to say to them is don't do that, keep your money, because the people that are making the decisions are much colder and harder than that. And the graphs they're looking at are not really going to be sufficiently dented by that. So, the support for the film is truly appreciated, but there's going to be a sequel. It's not going to be me and the team of people who worked on the previous film. It's going to be a bunch. It's going to be another bunch of people. And good luck to them, and I hope it happens. I really do. I hope they do a better job than we did. Man, that sucks. Although, I honestly believe if they had done a Kickstarter, and if they could make a Dread movie for, like, $4 to $5 million, maybe this would have happened. I don't know. But then again, because it's studios, you're likely dealing with financing and in investors and rights and everything. It's probably a whole bunch of stuff. I don't understand as to why this isn't happening, but that's an unbelievably shitty thing to hear, because Dread is probably one of the best comic book movies ever made. But nobody saw it. When it came out in January of that year, it was called Dread 3D, and you're like, well, that sounds retarded, and just nobody bothered to see it, though people who did were like, oh my god, this is awesome, and Carl Urban, like I said, is amazing in it. It's also got Lena Headey from 300, Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She plays a bad guy named Big Mama, I think was the character's name, and it's just, it's so cool. Like, it's on Netflix now, I think it's on Canadian and American. So seriously, check this shit out. It's so good. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, this is my endorsement. So, moving on to my final story this week. And before I go any further, this is a major spoiler. So if you're reading the IDW Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, kind of suggest you turn this off for 5 minutes, at least. Okay. Are we ready? Cool. So, evidently, Donatello has died in the new Ninja Turtles comic books. It's kind of something I didn't quite expect. So this happens in issue 44, and Donatello is killed by Bebop and Rocksteady. And you might be thinking, Bebop and Rocksteady, but they're idiots. No, in the comic books, they are a lot damn tougher. And even with Donatello getting help from Metalhead, the killing blow came when Rocksteady smashed his shell with a sledgehammer. And basically, he's left beaten and dead. Like, he's got a giant gap in his back, and I don't know. But then again, this is comic books. What are the odds of Donatello staying dead? I honestly don't know. But at the same time, it's not the first time he's been severely hurt. And I think in the Image comics in the 90s, he was turned into a cyborg or something along those lines. So I'm really hoping he's not dead. Or the fact that maybe he'll come back in issue 50 or something. But it's kind of one of those things like, man, I don't know what to friggin' think about this. Like, if you go, I'll actually post a link to the IGN article for this, and you can actually see the page where this happens. But, man, I don't know, dude. That's pretty damn heavy. And that's kind of all the time we have this week for the show. I was going to have a Birdman's review of the week for this week, but I just got the movie today. I'm going to be reviewing Wolf Cop. So look forward to that probably next week. I'll have some more reviews for some toys and some other stuff in the coming bits. But if you want to hear more of my stuff, you can check out VGS on Toronto's AM640. I've done reviews for Evolve. I did reviews for The Order 1866. I'm working on one for Battlefield Hardline right now. A kind of a gamer lifestyle one I'm putting together with three really cool products. And you should be checking those out when you get the chance. So anyway, guys, like I said, please go wish this Odin kid a happy 13th birthday. I'll post links to the story in the episode post, and I will make sure that you guys can all see this. But I hope this kid has a day that is beyond epic. And I really hope a company sends them some wicked stuff. So, anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. Happy birthday, Odin, son of Midgard. And I'll catch you guys again next week, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
You gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God, whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@ThisWeekInGeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.